Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, today is the day that the St. Clair County Health Department's COVID-19 vaccine pre-registration system will kick in. Joining us right now to tell us more about this, St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantile. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
This has been a huge effort, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, and especially since it's like, in hindsight, we should have had this up, tried to start this a month ago and got it up before the vaccine started arriving. But it became pretty clear after about the second, third week when the vaccines weren't coming in more and more as we expected that we had to figure something else out. So we're grateful to all the people that kind of put their heads together and tried to figure it out. And I'm really optimistic that this system is going to be really robust and it's going to be able to grow with us and to respond to all the different turns and angles that this vaccination campaign is going to take. So, we're excited.
This has been so much different than, for example, the flu shots that come out every fall, because that's, flu shots are available in September, October. Everybody, regardless of age or status, can get a flu shot. This is so new. It just became available, and it's been so slow in being rolled out. Not everybody can get their shot all at once, can they?
Well, it's, you know, the first time in my life I've been ever aware of where there's a demand for a vaccine more than the supply, and then that's the bottom line. And more people want this vaccine, and there's an urgency of them wanting it, right? So there's, and then you don't have enough. So then you say, well, only this group can get it, or only that group can get it. And even in those groups, there's a lot of people, more than that we have vaccine. And I get questions every day, you know, how come my 80-year-old mother can't get the vaccine? Well, because there's not enough. And it's unfortunately just kind of luck of the draw. If you happen to be somebody who you know how to get on the computer and you're there at the right time, you've been able to get an appointment. But that's not fair. That's not right. And that's another reason why I think this new system was so urgent. It kind of levels the playing field. So everybody, whether you're in the category that we're currently vaccinating or not, can go into the system and register, pre-register, as you will, which means we know then that you are looking for a vaccine. And then when the vaccine becomes available, if it's available for your group or in the future as a priority group kind of falls into your realm, then we automatically can extract your information and send you an appointment. So it's nice that way. You don't have to keep going back. So what we want people to do is go in and register. And if you change your mind and you get an appointment for a vaccine and you've already received one, or you've changed your mind, you don't want to get one, all you have to do is hit the decline button, right? And there's actually three options. You can accept the appointment, you can decline the appointment because maybe the appointment time isn't right for you. In that case, you will not lose your spot. You will go back into the queue right where it was before. So that's a nice option. And then the third option is if you decided that, or you've been vaccinated somewhere else, you let the system know that. I don't know what it says, but there's a third option where we'll just take you off the list. And, so that works out nicely, saves. That was the kind of stuff we couldn't do because we don't have the staffing to call these, literally thousands of people that, have these options and questions. So for those who can't manipulate the internet well or don't have access to the internet, because this link is on our website. That's where you'll find it. There's no back door. There's no other way around it. Everyone who wants an appointment has to register through this site. So if you can't, we're going to ask you please to try and have somebody help you. That is the easiest way to do that, is get a kid or a neighbor or somebody who can log on and register for you. It's a simple process. But if you can't, you can call 211 or Council of Aging. And their Council of Aging is asking you to call their 800 number and I'm going to say the number wrong, so I apologize.
I've got it right here. Yeah, I happen to have the press release pulled up, 800-297-0099, or just call the senior center that you go to. So that
Thank you. Sure. Now, please, they're already getting bombarded with calls. You only need to call them if you need assistance getting your name on there. You don't have to call. You can register yourself if you can, and we really want to urge people to do it. But if you can't, they will assist you in getting your name on the registration process. And in that token, they've been very helpful. They're going to also help us get that information out. Our focus right now remains 65 and older, regardless of whether you have a pre-existing condition or not. That doesn't put you any further ahead. It's just 65 and older. That's one bucket. And then we're still working on essential workers. So that's who's actually going to get appointments in the coming weeks, probably in the next few weeks. And knock on wood, as vaccine becomes more available, we'll start extending that outward. The next step is supposed to be people with chronic conditions, but we might be able to just keep doing it by age, 50 and older, 40 and older, something like that. That needs to come forward. But the nice thing about the system is you put all that in there, and so we don't have to go back and change that. Whatever the parameters may be for the next vaccine clinic, those parameters are there, and we can pull your name out and send you the information. So I'm really keeping my fingers crossed. I know the system isn't going to be perfect, but we really rushed to get it up and live. I was hoping it actually be live a couple days ago, but I'm grateful it's up today, and it's going to stay up. So, it's going to be up for the remainder of the time we're doing this vaccination process.
Yeah. Don't crash the system at 9 o'clock.
Shoot. You said it.
But
I'm hopeful that it's robust. So this is a system we actually purchased through a company called Everbridge, and they're doing this all through the country. So in much bigger communities than ours. So they were very well aware of what the capacity we needed and what needed to happen so it wouldn't crash. So I'm assuming it's not going to do that. So
again, like you said, fingers crossed. And just to reiterate, Annette, anybody can go there starting today and pre-register. You don't have to be 65 or older or a healthcare worker. You can be a strong, healthy 25-year-old that wants the vaccine. You're not going to get it right away, but you can sign up today, right?
Absolutely. Anybody can sign up today. And the really important part, two important things I forgot to say is please don't expect that just because you've registered, you're going to get a call tomorrow for your vaccine. Remember, we're still only getting about 1,000 doses of vaccine a week. So there's over 20,000 people over the age of 65 in our county. So please remember that there's still going to be some waiting, but at least you know that you're in the queue and you know that we'll get to you. So that's number one. The other thing is please don't call Council of Aging unless you are 65 and older. That's their niche, and I'm assuming that younger people will have easier access to the Internet.
Yeah.
But the 211 is an option as well.
Cool. Good stuff. Annette, thanks so much for walking us through this. We appreciate it. Thanks for all the hard work everybody's done to get this system up and running. 9 a.m. today it goes live, so good luck with that.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Annette. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Later.
Take care. Bye-bye.